Our scripture reading tonight comes from John 18:33-40. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I'm a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Anyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, "I find no guilt in him, but you have a custom that I should release one man for you at Passover. So do you want me to release you, King of the Jews?" They cried out again, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. This is the word of the Lord. William Jefferson was a congressman from the state of Louisiana. In 2002, he used resources of an organization designed to encourage people to vote for his daughter, who had won an election for the Louisiana State House of Representatives. In 1998, 2002, and 2006, Jefferson used the same organization to make sure that his sister would win the election for a city office of the New Orleans. A few days after Hurricane Katrina hit Louisiana, Jefferson used the National Guard to dispatch a few trucks to his house to grab some personal items. When the trucks got stuck, Jefferson called in the National Guard helicopter to help in the process. All this was happening while other operations of rescues were occurring in other parts of the state. In March in 2005, a company named iGate sent William Jefferson's $400,000 to ensure that he'd help their business persuade the Army to purchase iGate technology. The final straw came in August of 2005, you might have heard this story, when the FBI raided Jefferson's home and found $90,000 of cash in his freezer. Is William Jefferson innocent? No way. Jefferson was very guilty and found guilty. And in 2007, Jefferson was sentenced to 13 years in a federal prison. It's the longest sentence ever issued to a congressman for bribery. William Jefferson will be freed on August 30th, 2023. We're in a series of Witnesses of Christ, and tonight we're going to hear about Barabbas. There's a trial going on, and as in any trial, there are three key ideas: innocent, guilty, and free. Well, innocent, that's Jesus. And Pilate tells the crowd, "I find no guilt in him." Pontius Pilate didn't think Jesus deserved the cross, or a lecture, or even a lashing, and certainly not the cross. Two times in John 18:28, the gospel writer calls Pontius Pilate the governor. As Judea's governor, Pilate sits on the judgment seat. That's because Pilate is the imperium, the supreme power of absolute dominion. In Judea, Pilate decides formal death penalties. Either you die or you live, according to Pilate. And Pilate declares that Jesus is innocent. And he does so again in John 19:4-6. In fact, the rest of the New Testament offers a whole lot more information. The New Testament tells us that Jesus is absolutely and perfectly innocent. Hebrews 4:15 says that Jesus was without sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says Jesus, he knew no sin. And when it came to sin, Jesus never did it. He is innocent. That's Jesus. Guilty, well, that's Barabbas. Guilty as in what William Jefferson did, but even more so. Pontius Pilate poses his questions to the people. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews, or king of the Jews?" But they cried out, "No, this man, we want Barabbas." And in John 18:40, he concludes with these words, "Now Barabbas was a robber, a lestius," that's Greek for robber, highwayman, bandit, plunderer, a violent outlaw who finances his lawlessness through the plunderings and stealings. And you know what else? This word, lestius, is the same word that's used in the Good Samaritan in Luke 10:30, when Jesus says, "A man was going down the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers," or in the Greek, lestius, "who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead." Put John 18:40 with Luke 10:30 together, and what do we learn? We learn that lestius is the worst kind of outlaw. Lestius don't just rob you, they also will rob and kill you. Mark 15:7 tells us more. "Among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas." Barabbas was probably the leading lestius among the insurrectionists. Insurrectionists were the anti-Roman rioters who belonged to a political group called the Zealots. Zealots had one agenda: get the Romans out of Judea, and Zealots were ready to slit throats to see that it happened. So don't think Barabbas is some petty thief or some small-time criminal. Rome wouldn't condemn a small crime criminal to crucifixions. But Barabbas was judged, he was guilty, condemned to die. He'd be crucified by noon and dead by sundown. Their only future was a cross, three nails, and an awful death. Innocent, that's Jesus. Guilty, that's Barabbas for sure. Guilty, that's us. We're all born dead in our trespasses and sins. We were blinded by the God of this world and hopeless. Our finest deeds are like unclean rags. We should just call ourselves Barabbases. Paul says that much in Romans 7:24. He says, "Wretched man that I am," not "I was a wretch." No, "I am a wretch." Present tense, right now, today. As a believer, truth be told, I'm a wretch too. The Bible calls it sin, and sin isn't a regrettable lapse or an occasional stumble. Sin stages a rebellion against God's authority. Sin sneers, "Get out, God. Get lost. I'm in charge here, God." As we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to their own. And we have our own. I have my way. Maybe you have your accumulation. Maybe she has her intoxication. Or he may have his flirtation. We all have turned our own way, just like sheep. And to be honest, in fact, I just as soon avoid it. I'm a Barabbas. I'm a prisoner of my past and my poor choices and selfish pride. God has declared me guilty. And what is his sentence? Well, the wages of sin is death. Innocent, that's Jesus. Guilty, that's Barabbas. And guilty, that's us. Free, that's Barabbas. Listen to this for just a second. The Roman guard has a key. You can hear it clanging in the prison door. It swings open and you hear a shout, "Barabbas, you're free! They chose you to go free." Barabbas stumbles in the daylight. The shackles are gone. Crimes are pardoned. He's free. Free, that's Barabbas for sure. And free, that's us as well. How so? Well, Christ not just endured the Roman nails, the mockery, and the spear, but also the wrath of God's judgment. God doesn't overlook sin. God doesn't say, that's no big deal. That's not how it works. God is holy, righteous, sovereign, and perfect. God can't overlook sin. God must punish sin. That's why God placed all our sins on Jesus. It's accurate, therefore, to say that Jesus substituted himself for the world. To make it more life-changing, however, I would say Christ substituted himself for me. My sins, there are many. God's mercy, it's more. And I'm free. Psalm 46:7 says, The Lord sets the prisoner free. Romans 8:2 says, the law of the Spirit of life has set you free. Galatians 5:1 says, your freedom, Christ, has set us free. And Revelations 1:5 says, Jesus has freed us from our sins by his blood. There are millions of ways to be a prisoner. There's only one way to be free, and that's Jesus. The Savior's liberating power sets us free from the condemnation of our sin, free from the pain of our past, free from the worry of the future. No one can take this freedom from us. No law can stop it. No power on earth or in hell can destroy it. Innocent, guilty, and free. These are the most important words in a trial. What would you say is the most life-changing of these three? Innocent, guilty, free? Well, that's easy. It's free. If the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. That's us, like Barabbas, by faith forever, free. Amen.